I'm Regan, and I'm with the Student Music Network, and I'm joined. It's a great privilege to be joined by Ella Minus. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah,
Thank
very,
you.
very good. Firstly, I just wanted to say congratulations on the album for myself. I really enjoyed it. It was really refreshing, hearing such a personal, collection of music. So,
Thank you. That means a lot. I was trying to make it personal, so I'm glad that shown through to you.
You must be really proud of how it turned out.
I actually am in a very humble way, but I am very proud actually.
Yeah, as a young person, I really connected with the core messages of the album. Was it intentional that it would relate and resonate so much with the young people?
I don't know if it was specifically intentional in that way, but I do think maybe I was really trying to just be myself. I really think that the more you know yourself, the more you know everybody else, because we're all the same, really, and we're all human. And so I think I'm very glad that so many young people are connecting, but I really wasn't thinking of that. I was just trying to be as honest as I could with myself, and I'm glad that is working out for other people as well, if that makes sense.
It definitely comes through your honesty in the album. Although I'm studying in Nottingham, I'm a Londoner at heart. So the first track of your album really intrigued me. Would you care to elaborate on the origin of the track?
Yeah, of course. So it's the postcode of the Whittington Hospital, where I actually woke up after being out almost, I guess, dead for 2 days. So I was in London, actually finishing mixing the album, and I got very sick and almost died, but then I didn't. So I mean, this story was very dark when it happened, but it has become like the most luminous thing, because I really felt like I was not giving a second chance, like people say so much, but sort of, I don't know, like appreciate life so much more. And also, it felt so symbolic that I actually got sick the day that I finished the record. And it's my first record, so it almost felt like this thing that I had made the album was like the first thing that I was making this new life. Sort of like as if I was born again, literally. So I thought it was like the perfect title for the first song of the first album, which actually also starts with a breath, which I've done before this accident happened, but it just felt so like literally symbolic of life coming to be. So yeah, I wanted to like honor that and yeah, and name it that. That's why.
Oh, I wasn't expecting such an incredible story.
Yeah. A couple of people have asked, and I'm like, you should get ready for this, but yeah.
So from the album artwork to the music videos, punchy bass-led melodies and ethereal atmospheric tones, I felt like darkness was quite an apparent theme throughout the album.
Yeah.
How would you describe your relationship with darkness?
Well, I think it's very healthy, I would say. Both like in the most like superficial levels, like I really aesthetically like darkness. We have to, like in general, you have to be able to see the dark side of things to be able to bring light to it. And I think this like positive obsessed society and culture we're living in, I guess not so much this year, but more before, where everything had to be positive and shiny and bright. I just felt like it was just not real, like we have to be able to live with both sides of things, both the dark and the light, and be comfortable with it. And like, yeah, so I think I really was, still am with my music, but also just with my life, to be like a very real person, like and talk about real things and try to, see all sides of things and appreciate all sides of things, and darkness is an important part of that.
In Dominique, there's a lot of 80s inspired synths, I'd say, synth
Yeah.
patterns. And in Tony, there was one lyric that really caught my attention. I had to use Google Translate. Bailemos como mis abuelos. Sorry if I butchered that, but I think it means let's dance like our grandparents.
Yeah, exactly that.
What would you say that my generation should learn from the older generation?
Well, I don't know if learn. I think you guys are great. You're doing it. But I do think, you know, there's one tiny thing that's where that phrase came from, which is I'm kind of shy usually. And it's really hard for me to communicate with like words. You know, I feel like I'm better if like we're in the same room and I can like make a joke or laugh or, you know, like stand up and dance with you, or just like all the other aspects of communicating with someone that aren't verbal, which I think like verbal communication has gained so much more importance in our social life since we have phones, because we text so much and like DM and things. And I've just realized that my social life has deteriorated because I'm not good at texting and I'm not good at talking with words. So, you know, if I like someone and I start texting with him, I'm like, it's just like, I'm the worst. I like make terrible jokes and it's just like,
yeah,
embarrassing. So I that's why I wanted to be like, can we just go out and like dance and talk and walk and like just spend time together? So I guess maybe to your generation, I would just say like, just maybe try to, I mean, I think phones and technology is amazing, but maybe try to like balance it out.
Yeah.
Like real physical interaction.
No, I couldn't agree more with that. You know, being in a pandemic is also so difficult because you want to be able to have those kind of interactions with people, but you're kind of limited to, you know, online stuff, which is much worse. Like doesn't feel as real. Taking a step away from the music per se, like at the moment, what would you say, or who would you say was your biggest influence, you know, for the lyrical content of the album?
The lyrical content, wow. I don't know. No one has ever asked me that before. I think, you know, I read a lot. So I think maybe books I was reading, I'm going to say, which is, I know, probably not the answer you're looking for. But yeah, I mean, I think I tried hard to like very consciously write songs. Like I wanted to make an electronic album, but I wanted to write songs, like songs with a pop structure and a chorus and a verse and lyrics that spoke to people and that really made them feel not alone. And I think I probably was listening a lot to, you know, like, I guess Caribou, a lot of his songs are, you know, I mean, he's an influence in every way for me. But I also think the lyrical side of it, because they're like so simple, but so moving.
Yeah.
It says so much with like one phrase.
Yeah.
And you just want to, you feel everything with that one phrase. I want to keep singing it over and over again.
Yeah.
So I think him, but also things like Nina Simone, you know, like older things. And also I was listening a lot to Kevin Morby. I don't know if you know him. He's, his album, which I think didn't do so well for some reason. But anyway, his album called Oh My God, I was like very much obsessed with. But I don't know if he influenced me so much, but I like his writing a lot. So maybe he did influence me in a way. I'm always thinking like, what is the most I can do with the least, like with the least elements and the least words and the least, like how can it be as powerful as possible with the least amount of things as possible?
Yeah. Yeah, I just wanted to ask, what's next in the Ella Minus project? Obviously, you've just released an album, so I'm sure there's not a real plan, you know, but like...
Actually, there is. So, I mean, yeah, usually, I feel like even if you had asked me this like last week, I would have been like, come on, man, come on, I just released this. But now, I am going to make a second one like right now. So I had thought I was going to start like on the 15th of this month, but then I think that's a little insane. So I'm just gonna like give myself this month, and then I want to start making the second one on December. I mean, there's still a lot of things to come from this album. Like I have a bunch of remixes that I'm so excited about, and I'm gonna release those. And I'm also, I still have one more video for it, for the album, that I'm gonna release. And there's a lot of, actually, like if you ask my label, they'll be like, oh, we're just starting with this. There's like 6 months of stuff for this album, but I'm gonna really already, I'm like only thinking of the second one, to be honest. I think I'm like a little scared because I think second albums are so hard. especially if the first one goes well.
Yeah, which it has.
Yeah, so I'm like, I really don't want to get in my head. And I feel like if I wait, I'm going to get very much in my head. So I kind of want to like be so thankful that it's going so well and then try to forget about that and make a second one.
Yeah. There shouldn't be any pressure, you know, with the second album, you know, you've put one piece of work out, and then the second one is like an opportunity to show even more of yourself, which is hopefully, you know, that's something you shouldn't feel pressured to. It's just like taking advantage of it, you know.
Great point. You're absolutely right. Yeah. Yeah. Especially I think with such a personal first one, it's like, well, I guess I can just keep being myself more.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's really calming down. Thank you very much for that.
No worries. You mentioned your tour. You're doing a European tour in February, March, hopefully, and I think as far as I'm aware, I've already got my ticket for the London.
Yes.
Very Thank excited. You.
Yes.
Are you going to be, so obviously you perform live on synths. Are you going to be, how do you feel bringing them, you know, across Europe?
Well, I've already done it, actually. So everything is there. It's not that much stuff. It doesn't look that tidy right now. So, but it's, you know, I've been carrying this case around for like the past 3 years or 4 years. So I'm pretty used to it, to be honest. And I think I'm excited. I'm so excited to play again because I really think that's what I do the best. Like, that's what I love doing the best, playing live. And it's been really interesting to put out my first record without having what I think is my strongest thing. That it has gone so well without it, but I'm really excited. You know, I made the record to play it live. Like, that's what I was thinking every single day that I was making it. So I'm just really excited to be able to share it with people the way I intended it to be shared.
I think it's going to be absolutely brilliant. Is there a chance you're going to be playing some of your new music?
I think even now I'm playing new stuff. I haven't really been playing, obviously, but I've done a couple of live things. Like, for a fact, I did this video and I improve. I always, so the way I play live, I never stop. I never stop the song and be like, thank you, this was Megapunk. I just keep going because I don't really like talking. So I leave empty sequences between my songs when I'm playing live, and I improvise on the actual show. And that's actually how I start writing the songs. Then I'll go home and be like, oh, this was cool this night. And I'll just like take the sequence and then start producing it. But so because of that, there's always new things on the live shows.
Who would ideally be your perfect collaboration or someone you really want to collaborate with?
Well, Mount Kimby. I would love to collaborate with them so much. That would be my number one. For some reason, lately I've been thinking Arca as well, which I don't really know where that's coming from because I really admire her as an artist, but I don't really like listen to her music like in my house, you know. But for some reason, I think I'm very curious about what would come out because I do think our musics are like extreme opposites, so different. So I think I tend to gravitate towards that. I think the coolest collaborations come out of that because it's like two universes coming together.
So I just wanted to, there was one little detail about your album cover, which I thought was like, I wondered if it was intentional or not, because you're wearing a mask.
Yeah.
I read that it was so that we could see your eyes clearly, and
yeah,
was the mask intentional? Was it intentional given that we're in a pandemic, or was it completely accidental?
But you know, it was really hard to make the cover because I it wasn't even my idea. It was someone else's idea. But apparently, when I play live, I always like stare into someone's eyes like kind of intensely. Like, I always, you know, I choose someone. It's not a rational thing, and I've done it since the first show. Like, I think because I had played drums all my life before, and it was always like such in the background of the stage, and like this huge instrument in front of me. The first time I played live and I was singing and I could, you know, face people. I don't know, I got fixated into in people's eyes, and it's a thing that I do. And like this friend I work with in my label now, she's a very close friend. She was like, that look, like the cover has to be that moment. Like you have to make people that haven't been to your show feel that stare, because it's so powerful. And so I was like, sure, whatever. But getting the shot was very hard because I'm not a model or like an actress, so I couldn't like get the look right because I wasn't playing. So you know, like we brought the scenes to the photo shoot and we're like trying to emulate the show, but it was still hard. But I think for some reason I just like was tired and I got relaxed and I put that sweater on, and then the photographer just like took getting the moment where that sweater was covering half of my face. It was like a coincidence, because we also have the same picture without the face covering. But I think since the focus was in the eyes, and that the fact that you couldn't see more of my face made the eyes stand out even more, that's why we chose it. So yeah, absolutely no idea that masks were gonna be a thing.
that's quite funny. I feel privileged to have noticed it, but.
This is URN.